Blog Talk Radio.
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me, and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it comes.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome again to Higher Consciousness, and I apologize to those of you who tuned in last week. We'll be having some technical difficulties, and tonight we're back on. So, and we're going to have a shorter show this evening. We're going to end at 8:30 instead of 9 o'clock, unless it becomes really busy towards the end. So we're encouraging everyone to call in at the beginning of the show so you can make sure that you get your questions answered and we can give you quality time. Okay, so for those of you who are new, my name is Professor Jamila Franklin. I am the host and creator of Higher Consciousness, an international blog talk radio show, and I've gotten really great reviews about the show. As a matter of fact, I just got another review from someone who was listening to the show who wants to have her clients come on my show. So there are people listening, and they're listening faithfully, and I'm going to change the format a little for 2019, and it's going to be somewhat of a surprise. What I want to do is really, really use the shows for people to be empowered as opposed to calling in to talk primarily when psychics are on the line and giving away your power, because that's, it's good to do that, but we want you to be empowered and know how to go within to get your own answers. So moving forward in 2019, the format is going to be different. But for those of you who are not familiar with who I am, I'm Professor Jamila Franklin. I am a college professor of psychology. I'm a certified Reiki master, practitioner, and teacher, a certified aromatherapist, teacher, and practitioner. I'm a certified metaphysician, teacher, and practitioner. And I'm also a holistic life coach and spiritual advisor. I've been doing life coaching before it became popular. I was involved in metaphysics before it became popular. I've been involved and certified in metaphysics since the mid-80s, and I've been doing my coaching since the mid-80s. So now those two are buzzwords, but I've been doing it for over 30 years. So I look forward to talking with you. I am. I will also play my informational commercial or infomercial during halfway of the show. But as I stated, we're ending this evening at 8:30, and we will only extend if people are calling in and we cannot accommodate all the calls. So we look forward to talking with you. And we have the incredible Coach Greta on again this evening. So our guest, Coach Greta. So tonight our topic is, what a vision, what a life. As this year comes to an end, now is a great time to assess the success we have had and to design our next adventure. On this show tonight, we will consider the possibilities for an exciting and unforgettable 2019. What is the vision you are holding for yourself that you dream of fulfilling? What type of life do you imagine for yourself, and what must you do to live it? Why wait for 2019 to envision what you want? December is the perfect time to begin. Living the life you have always imagined starts today. Let's start right away. And we're inviting everyone to participate on this call. Now, for Coach Kretter, coined a woman without fear to change her world. Greta is deeply committed to developing people to their personal and professional greatness. She received her license in metaphysics from the Centers for Spiritual Living. She received her certification to offer spiritual workshops as a Hay House authorized Heal Your Life workshop facilitator and Heal Your Life coach. She also runs a sales advisory and uses a metaphysical approach to coach, train, and consult with clients to improve performance in sales, leadership, and personal development. Greta is on a mission to help you tap into your inherent greatness and to help you know how truly great you truly are. She is the mother of beautiful 27-year-old twin daughters and enjoys waterfall hiking, roller skating, and photography. So, and her speaking topics are in sales and business development, effective networking, personal development, recruiting, team building, change transformation, mindfulness, conscious living, wellness, reducing stress, and women's empowerment. Okay, so we have people already on the line, which is great. So without further ado, I'm bringing in Coach Greta. Greetings, Coach Greta. How are you?
I am wonderful, Professor Jamila. How are you?
I am getting over laryngitis, so I am doing well. How is the connection tonight in terms of the reception?
The reception is good for me. What about for you?
Oh, it's perfect. I got new telephones, a new modem. We're set to go. Okay.
Okay.
You
okay.
Know. So we just throw out the old and bring in the new. Everything is new. So okay.
Yes, and we love technology. We love it. So
when it works. When it works.
Well
when it
yes.
works. Yeah. When it works.
Yes.
Yeah. So this topic tonight is going to be very, very good. All your topics are very good, though. They're just wonderful.
Thank
what
you.
A vision. What a life.
What a
life. I love that.
Yes. Yes.
So,
yes, I'm excited about that topic. I mean, it's always good to consider your vision, but I think this time of the year is a perfect time. Any time is a perfect time, but especially this time of the year, we kind of
mm-hmm.
find ourselves, you know, kind of looking back over the year. Sometimes we feel like we could have done more. Sometimes we have regrets. Sometimes we wish, you know, there was more time left. Because we started out the year usually with high anticipation for so many wonderful things. And then,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's January, and then it's June, and then it's June, and then it's September. And you're like, oh, my goodness, there's like 6 more weeks left in this year. And it's really kind of hard to believe that it went as fast as it did. So,
yeah, that mm-hmm. is very... That's very, very true. And I apologize to the listening audience. I had an allergic reaction to something I shouldn't have eaten, you know, some spinach dip with some cheese in it, and it went into a slight cold. I know, right? And my body said, you must be crazy. I said, yeah, but this is comfort food. And my body said, you're going to pay the price for it. We have told you, Jamila. Leave that dairy alone. I'm saying, no, no, no. She said, okay. So I apologize because this thing slipped into a cold, and Mommy's not happy. So Mommy learned. My body said, I'm going to teach you a lesson. And it taught me a good lesson. So laryngitis and a cold for a little
mm-hmm.
small tub of spinach dip with cheese. Was it worth it? In the short run, yes. In the long run, no. No, yield not into temptation, people. Okay, I'm a witness. Yield not. Yield not. Get back, spinach dip. Yeah. But I apologize if you hear me coughing. It is because I yielded into temptation, and I have going into 2019, I'm going to listen to my body when it says, you can do this differently. But anyway, so what a vision, what a life.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Yeah. And your other two, I've gotten rave reviews about the 21-day mirror challenge and about Thanksgiving. Yeah, the 30-day Thanksgiving. It's just so wonderful. And they always end just before another major holiday is about to take place. So that's really, really good. So with this topic, you know, we have to set the scene. We forgot. Now, Atlanta is so schizophrenic because it was cold. Now it's trying to get hot. So are we going to be sitting by the pool or by the fireplace? It's trying to make up its mind. You know, so we'll go in between. We have like a simulated fireplace, not with real wood burning because it's too hot for that now. We have a simulated fireplace with the AC on low. So we got both.
Right.
Okay. We got both.
I love it.
Yeah, we got both. So let's start off talking. We have people on the line too. And my, you know, I love you guys, but don't wait until a minute after a minute to nine because we're not going to 9 o'clock anyway. And don't call me to ask me why. You know why? We're stopping at 8:30 because the phone line is just Coach Greta and myself for the first hour and a half, and then people start calling at the end. So we're encouraging you to call the first 45 minutes of the show. So we can have some interactive dialogue. Because she and I love talking to each other. But we want to talk to you.
Right. Yes.
So, beloveds that are on the phone, because I'm looking at the phone, I wish I could see, all my guests could see what I see, because sometimes it seems like there's no one on the line. And I tell people, please call in, because the guests think that you're not on the line. They're like, oh, okay. But call in, and so we can have, you know, an inclusive conversation with you. Not just the two of us, because we love talking to each other, but it's about you, which we want you to join us. So, Coach Greta, take it away.
Okay. Well, do you have any questions? I can definitely get started. What inspired me to talk about what a vision, what a life is because at this time of the year, as I mentioned earlier, people are not realizing, or if they haven't realized, that the year is behind you now, you know, and that there's really about 6 weeks left in the year, and people start thinking about that. This is also a time of the year when, and I notice this happens every single year, but we start noticing when people make their transition. And so what a vision, what a life, because so many of us are alive, but we're not living. And with every, I've been to a couple of memorial services this year, lately in the past 3 weeks, actually. And every time I attend a celebration of life for someone, I am reminded of how awesome it is to be alive. And I think about the fact that many of us are, but we wake up every day, we do the same things, we take the same route to work, we go to the same grocery store, we buy the same foods, like we wear the same clothes, we make the same comments, we think the same thoughts, and it's like enough is enough. Like if you really are going to create this life of adventure for yourself, then all of us are going to need to become someone other than who we are at this moment in time. Like at this moment right here, right now, at whatever time it is, on November the 19th, we can't be that person if we really want to have those things that we say that we want that we don't actually have in our experience. We're going to have to be different. And that is something to think about. I love the quote by Helen Keller that says, life is an adventure, or it's really nothing at all, I think is how the quote goes. It is life is either a daring adventure or nothing at all. And I have always loved that quote because I really wonder, and it's a question I pose to myself lately, is my life really a daring adventure?
Mm-hmm.
Because the truth is, I don't want to move into the next lifetime without having lived an adventure. And I can think of a time when my life was really adventurous, but not so much
mm-hmm.
lately. And so that's why mm-hmm. I thought, what a vision, what a life, because it's going to take a vision in order for us to have provision to live what we envision, you know?
I like that.
And, yeah, and that's just what it is. So tonight I want to talk about our vision and what that means to have a vision for yourself, for your life, in order for you to have a life, you know, and to really live life is what I'm saying. We're all breathing,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's why we're here. But some of us are taking up space. I saw a post by one of my former clients, and it looks like she was at the Grand Canyon, and I think that's where she was. And she was standing on the edge of something, and she made a comment about she's going to start living life on the edge. And I said to her, in the post, that I once heard that if we're not living on the edge, we're taking up too much space. And I once heard that quote a long time ago. And as I look back on my own life and my own year, I've been thinking about what kinds of things did I do that was adventurous? What kinds of things have I done that's moving me closer to my vision? And what kinds of things have I been doing that's making me feel alive? And, you know, when I started thinking about it, I thought, surely I can't be the only one who is thinking these, having these questions. And so I thought tonight would be a good time to talk about it so that, you know, in the here and now, you can just begin to move yourself in that direction so that you can enjoy the life you deserve to enjoy living, you know. And so that was my inspiration for it. I mean, you know, between the fires in California and the all kinds of shootings and just so much stuff going on, you know, people dying at a young age, at an old age, like it's just all in between. It's a lot going on. But this is an exciting time. I think this is the most exciting time to be alive. We have so much going on energetically on the planet that everything is possible. That's the thing. That's the way I look at it. You know, instead of seeing it as like, oh, it's something to fear, but everything is possible, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And when you really embrace that idea and you open yourself to it, as one of my clients said a couple of weeks ago, she's like, well, I want this and I want that. And she was naming all the things she wants. And by the time we ended the call, the affirmation that I gave her was, I get to have it all. I get to have it all, because somehow we think we can have one or the other. We can have the career or the relationship. We can have the great relationship or the money, or we can have the great career, but the money's not good. Like there's always this, we always think we got to trade something in for something else. And it comes from that whole, for people who grew up in the church, that whole mindset of sacrifice and, you know, all these things. But no, you really can. We get to have it all. We get to have it all. We get to have it all. We do. But there is a price to pay for it. There's always a price to pay. There's a price to pay when we don't get what we want, and there's a price to pay to get what you want. But there's definitely a price in the to pay, and we've got to have some skin in the game. And I tonight want to talk about what does that look like? What a vision. What a life. Don't you want to be able to say, whew, what a vision, what a life, you know? When you can say it like that, it just feels so good when you can shout it from the mountaintop. So I want to talk about vision, you know, and how do you even create a vision for yourself? Where do you begin? What does that look like? How do you know if it's the right vision? How do you know if that's the vision you want, you really want? So there are a few things that you can do, a few questions you can ask yourself to move you in that direction so that you can not just have a great 2019, but you can start having a great right now. You know, you can start having a great right now. It doesn't have to wait. It doesn't have to wait to December 31st or January 1st or whenever. The best time to begin is now, you know, is right now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the first thing.
I think that that's really great.
Mhm. Mhm. Thank you. Because you know we're all measuring our success right about now, and people are thinking about what has transpired, what hasn't, what changed, what went wrong. You know, some people aren't thinking about it at all. Let me be clear about that. But
Very true.
Of us who are conscious. We tend to give thought. Those of us who think a lot, like-minded people, we tend to think about what kind of year this has been. And we, you know, if you're not careful, you can judge yourself and you can feel a little down on your luck. Maybe you didn't get to do all the things you thought you were going to do. Maybe you had some challenges or some difficulties, but there's no time like the present. So one of the first things that I would encourage anybody to do when they're thinking about their vision is to ask yourself this question: what do I value most at this time in my life? I wouldn't encourage people. What a lot of people try to do is think all the way back to whenever. We want to go all the way back to however old we were and try to see what is that. Let's just start right here. Like, what matters most to you right now? Because what mattered most to me and what I valued most at 20 is not the same as what I valued at 30. It's
mm-hmm.
not the same that I necessarily valued at 40, you know? It's like, it's not that your values really change, but the order in which they come in your life may shift. So what I valued most when my daughters were small is different than what I value now that I'm an empty nester, you know? So
mm-hmm.
all of those things shift and change, and if you can just focus on what matters to you right now, like when you, as you get older, I know for me, you value your time more.
Yes.
When you're young,
yes.
you feel like you got nothing but time. You're like, oh, yeah, and I can remember I spent so much time doing so many things that really wasn't anything, and then you get older, and you're like, I won't spend my time doing that. I don't want to spend my time because
mm-hmm.
your time becomes really valuable to you. It really does. So based on where a person is right now in this moment, the question to ask is, what do I value most at this time in my life? What matters most to me? And as you know, as we get older, it's not usually things. People start minimizing and living in a small space. I remember visiting a friend years ago, and she had this beautiful one bedroom with a sofa that could fold out. And she said, my kids are upset with me because I've always lived in large homes. And she said, and now I just don't want all of that. I don't want to have to cut grass. I don't want to have
mm-hmm.
to, you know, she said, I'm so content in this one bedroom. And she said, if somebody wants to stay overnight, I can fold this sofa out and they can sleep on it. I don't need two bedrooms when nobody comes to visit anyway. And it was really like, at the time I might have been in my 30s, and I was like, wow, what a tiny spot. You could just turn around and see the kitchen, the bathroom, the bedroom. Looked like everything could be seen from that one spot. And in my mind, I was in the state of mind with small children of needing space, you know, and all
mm-hmm.
this room and, you know, stairs so I can go up. The bedrooms can be upstairs. And so you realize that, she said she had key outfits that she wore. She just didn't need a lot of stuff. And it was before everybody was talking about being a minimalist. This was years
mm-hmm.
ago. It was just like,
mm-hmm.
I don't need all that. And when you think about even Mother Teresa, who, you know, died, and they say she owned her glasses and a blanket that she had that she draped over herself. Of course, she had a lot of money too, but she lived very out of a space of humility and not needing money.
Right.
But what matters most to you right now? What do you value? What do you value is the first question I would ask myself. And then the second question, as you think about your vision and creating a wonderful vision, is do these values belong to you? Because it's always important to ask yourself that question, because if you're not careful, the things you read on social media, in magazines, the things you hear, the things you watch in a movie or on a TV show can influence your values. You can
mm-hmm.
think that that's what you value because all the other 50-year-olds are valuing that, or all the other 60-year-olds are valuing that, or all the other people like you in your profession value that. But it may not be your value. So I always
mm-hmm.
want to encourage people, once you decide what you value most, what is most important to you right now, then I want you to really answer the question that is it your own value? Is it yours? And the way you'll know if it's yours is it makes you feel, you get this excitement inside of you when you think about it. There's this feeling of fulfillment that comes over you just to even consider this thing that you value being true for you. Like one of the things I value is friendships, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when I think about myself in Paris sitting on a cobblestone sidewalk, you know, dining, having food, the best cuisine with a friend, and we're laughing and, you know, kicking back and just sharing experiences and things like that. That does so much for me. Dialoguing and interacting with a close friend is so meaningful to me. So, you know, but then when you think about something else you may or may not, you may value, if it doesn't make you feel like, yes, oh, yes, I want that, then that's not something you value.
Mm-hmm.
So you start thinking about, you know, is it relationships? And it doesn't have to be one thing, but it's good to know what things matter most to you in your life right now, connections. Face-to-face connections with people, interactions
mm-hmm.
with others. Because here's what happens. When you identify that, then you realize that when you're living alone and you're operating alone and you do everything alone, then maybe you don't like doing things alone. And maybe that's not a good thing for you because you're learning that if you realize that you're triggered by excitement and with enthusiasm about the idea of connecting with another individual, so then you need to consider that and then make yourself, you know, put yourself out there to be doing that more. But these are the things that lead you to your vision. So the third thing that I would say is question I would ask myself is what steps do I need to take to experience what I value? So what steps do I need to take in order to have that experience? Because there's always the steps to take that leads you to the thing that makes you feel good inside, warm and fuzzy inside. So it's the steps, like if we use friendship as an example, that I want to spend more time with friends, then what you would know that you would need to do is, first of all, identify who your friends are, you know, or identify who you would like to be friends with. Maybe you're not friends with somebody you want to be friends with, and that's something you aspire to. So once you identify that, then you say, well, what needs to happen next? And it's like, oh, I need to call them, you know, or email them or text them, or I need to. And then after you reach out to them, and you might decide that you guys need to agree on a calendar date to get together for ice cream or going to the beach or maybe book a trip somewhere. But you see how once you identify what steps you need to take to have that experience, it will put you in motion, and you'll start to act in that way, you know. And then the next question I would ask myself is how soon do I want to have this experience? Because sometimes, just like in 2018, we say we want something, but we didn't choose a date for it to happen. So do we want it to happen in 6 months? Do we want it to happen in 90 days? Do we want it to happen within the year? Do we want it to happen by November? When do we want it to happen? Because
I think
once
that's really
you know
important.
Yeah, because once you know that, then you start saying, okay, that's 22 weeks or that's 30 weeks or that's however many weeks. And then you say, okay, how can I do this in bite-sized pieces? So one thing I can do is I can start this week, and that week, and each week on Thursday I would do this or whatever it is. But it gives you a way to actively let it unfold, and to add it into your life so that it becomes a part of what you do to move you in that direction. You know, how soon do I want to have this experience of the thing that I value? That's the question. And then you just move forward with that. You do it. You don't give attention to not doing it. You just give your attention to actually activating that and allowing it to be your experience. You know, we are totally in the driver's seat of our lives, and I've decided that I don't want to continue to be, because, you know, I've had times when I've lived a very adventurous life, but now I feel like I'm sitting on the sidelines, and I don't belong on the sidelines of my own life, you know, because if you're on the sidelines of your own life, like, then you're a spectator.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was going to ask, how do you know that you're on the sidelines and not actively participating?
That's a very good question. So what tells me that I'm on the sidelines is that I'm thinking about the things that I want, but they're not happening. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you think about it and you talk about it and you write it down and you put it in a journal and you visualize it and you meditate about it and you pray about it and you're like, ooh, that would be fun. Or, oh, that would be fun. But they're not, you know, I can think of so many times in my life when I was like, ooh, I just got back from wherever, you know, or, oh my gosh, today I was with, you know. Now, there are a lot of things that are happening. Let me be clear. There are a lot of great things that are happening. But there are some other things that I noticed that are not, I'm not talking about those things. Like, I've been thinking about taking a trip lately, and I haven't decided where I want to go yet. And because I haven't made that decision, I haven't gone anywhere. So it's not that I was going to go somewhere in June, I was going to go somewhere in July, I was going to go somewhere in August, and I'm like, oh, where do I want to go? And I kept asking that question, never answering that question for myself. And so recently someone called me, and they was like, hey, I have a ticket, and, you know, I want to give it to you as a gift. Where do you want to go? You know? And then she said, and you got to – yeah, and she said, and you got to use it by such and such a date. And I was like, oh, my gosh. And then today she texted me and said, so where are you going to be going? And so I realized that, again, the universe is like, okay, Greta, you've been saying it, you know, where do you want to go? Where do you want to go? Because it can't get any easier than someone saying, I have a ticket that I want to get
Right.
So, okay.
So let's take a pause here. I want to ask a couple of questions, if I may.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I got to get the green light from Coach Greta. I just don't plow in. So let me get the green light. Okay. So for people who are out there who really, really want to take this to the next level, because you've laid out some excellent steps. So the steps are to go within. Everyone who wants to have this manifest, because Pam Grout talks about this too in her book, E-Squared. So to go within, to become very focused, to write it down, to visualize it, and just hold on to that no matter what. Is that correct?
Yes, but I would encourage them to add more. So the go within is good. The being focused is good. The writing it down and visualizing. But the other parts of it is to tie it to what you value. Because what I'm finding in the spiritual communities is that people do exactly those things that you said, but it's not tied to their values. Okay, if you don't tie it to what you value, what are you going to be visualizing, you see? So you to me, it what's important is what matters most to me, or what do I value most at this time in my life? Then, is it mine? Is that mine? Is that what people are saying? Did Oprah say it, and that's why I think I should be doing that? Who said this, mm-hmm. and why am I wanting this to be my value? Why am I saying this is my value? And then the third thing is, what steps do I need to take to experience what I value? What steps mm-hmm. do I need to take based on the thing that I've said I value, that I know is actually my value? The third thing is, what steps do I need to take? And then the fourth thing is, how soon do I want to have this experience? How soon do I want to experience these things I say I value? If I say travel. Yes.
Right. Go ahead. Go ahead. Because I was going to ask you something about that. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Excuse me. I think, that's what gets a little confusing, because in some mm-hmm. circles they tell people don't put a time frame on it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then in other circles they tell you to say the word now.
Mm-hmm.
And so tonight you're saying if you want to take a vacation in June, state by June 2019, I will be in the Dominican Republic. So there's so many different guidelines out there. I know for me, I used to get confused because
mm-hmm.
people would tell
right.
me, no, you shouldn't put a time frame on it. And then one person I know says, always say now at the end of it. And then the other person says, you know, now we can put a specific date on it. I know Pam Grout says put a date on it, like, you know, within 24 hours and expect for it to materialize, because it's already there in the quantum field anyway. So
right.
I think people get a little confused. I know for me, I have stated a certain amount of money that I desire to be making. And I've done this for a couple of
mm-hmm.
years. So I'm like, okay, all right, what's the issue, spirit? You know, because
mm-hmm.
I'm in it, I'm visualizing, I'm seeing it. But then when it doesn't happen, by that time, especially by the time frame, because then some other people say you shouldn't put a time limit on God. So it gets to be a little confusing. And if it doesn't happen by that time frame, then sometimes people become a little discouraged.
Okay. So you bring up a very good point. And here's the thing. So the time
mm-hmm.
limit is not put on God.
Mm-hmm.
The time limit is on the person. Okay.
Okay.
So God
mm-hmm.
doesn't recognize time.
Right.
The reason we either have an experience or we don't have an experience is solely based on our own individual ability to be able to believe and receive what's already accessible to us. So God has nothing to do with it. Okay, so let's start there. So God has nothing to do with it. We are the co-creators. So it's already, like you said, it already is available. However, it's not accessible to us if we don't do what's necessary to bring the experience into our lives. So the time limit is for us. It's not for God. And so I think some people may be confusing. It may confuse people because they say that if God doesn't deliver something to them, because God's not delivering anything to you, God already gave it to us. So it's
mm-hmm.
already, let me tell you how we know it exists. So let's just say that it's money. Let's say we want a certain amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
We know that the money is available, because if for nothing else, on any given month, you can go pull a Forbes magazine or a Fortune magazine or something that shows us that there are people who have access to money, right? But if we don't have it in our own individual experience, then there's something going on with us. So the time frame is for us to be able to do the work that's involved in order for us to be a part of that experience. And I actually there was a time in my life in one of my businesses where I totally saw that happen exactly that way. Some people had a lot of money. Some people had a little money. Some people had no money. And everybody was like, this doesn't work. The ones who had no money. The ones who had money says, this works, but, you know, I really want more. And then the people who had a lot of money were like, oh, my gosh, this, you know, this really works. So everybody had a different, we're looking at it through a different lens, but the only difference was not God, it was the individuals and everybody's individual ability to believe. So what my teacher always told me, and I never forgot it, I didn't like it, but I never forgot it, he says, it takes as long as it takes. How long is it going to take me to get a relationship? It takes as long as it takes. How long is it going to take me to get more money? It takes as long as it takes. Well, it takes as long as it takes because it's based on individuals, right? So some individual is going to say that they want $50,000 in their account right now, and tomorrow they're going to get a call from somewhere and somebody's saying that it was an oversight on our part and we owe you this money because we didn't give it to you back in 1982, right? So here you go. For somebody else, $50,000 sounds like a lot of money and they're not going to have that in their experience because to them it sounds like a lot of money and they're not, they haven't worked out the pieces that we have to work out in order for that to be in our account or in our experience. And so it's purely based on the individuals. We are the ones who activate or deactivate the unfoldment of something. And when we give it a date, if you don't give something a time, now you don't have to give it like June 30th. You don't have to do that. But you can always say by a certain time. Because what I taught my team years ago, my sales team, is you want to say, when you're talking money, you want to say at least that amount. You don't want to say that amount. Because God might want to, you might want to have more. More might be available in your experience. But if you limit it by saying $50,000, so you, I would tell them to say at least $50,000, okay? Because that opens it up for there to be $75,000, okay? So maybe $50,000 isn't, maybe you're going to get more than that. When it comes to a date, Mary Kay Ash used to say that a dream without a date, I mean, a goal without a date is a dream. You know, it's just a wish. And so what people don't know is the reason people produce in direct selling companies is because there are deadlines. There are dates. If you don't, if you are on target for a car in Mary Kay and you don't hit the goal by a certain date, you don't get that car. Because if the date kept moving, you would never get it. Because as a human being, you wouldn't be motivated to get it done now. I know that I wouldn't have, you know, you have 4 months to earn the use of one car. You have 6 months to earn the use of the Cadillac. If you don't, if all your production doesn't add up by that 6 months, then it's not going to happen like that. And you had minimums you had to hit. And there's a benefit to that in the world, like in the universe. It's beneficial for you to, because part of us as human beings would just sit on our laurels, you know, and if it was so easy to get, everybody would have it. So what's going to separate you? Really, the truth of the matter is what's going to grow you to greatness is your ability to meet those, you see. You know, we want to grow your ability to meet whatever those things are you set for yourself. In order for you to grow to greatness, you definitely need that, you know. You definitely need those deadlines. Because, see, here's the thing. A person who's not practicing greatness isn't going to do those things. They're not going to do what's necessary. So why should they even benefit from the thing that somebody else benefits from? So it's really for you to have a greater, grander understanding of your connection to source. That's what all of it is really about. It's not really about the goals. It's not really about the thing.
Right.
It's really
right.
about the process that you go through and grow through in order for you to have, you know, for you to have a greater understanding and awareness of spirit. That's really what the whole thing is. So,
but another question that I have is, when people use the word now instead of a specific date, because I've seen that, and I've even told my students to do it that way. So what's the difference between saying now and having a more specific date?
How, like, give me an example of how the now is used, because here's the tricky part about now, not that it's not true now, because it is. But for some people in their interpretation, especially people who need things to happen sequentially and linearly,
mm-hmm.
when they say now and it's not happening now, some people feel inauthentic about that. And then if they start feeling like they're not authentic in it and that they're lying to themselves, then it puts them in another disposition. So, like, if I were to say before I had I had physically earned the pink Cadillac and I said I have a Cadillac now, I would have to be an evolved person to understand that I wasn't actually driving it now. Because saying that I have it now and I don't own the keys to it now, if I'm clear that I'm doing that as an affirmation to plant a seed, that's different than if I'm someone who is going outside catching the bus, saying I have a car. It can create, depending on the individual, it can make them feel like they're not being true in some way.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as they are evolved enough to understand what now means, then I think it could work. I think it depends on the person, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because everybody thinks differently. You know what I mean? Like, even when I have some clients saying affirmations, I used to have this one lady who knew nothing about metaphysics, which a lot of my clients don't, and she was like, I feel like I'm lying to myself. That was like our big thing. She's like, I did my affirmations, you know, and they just don't feel true to me, so I don't like doing them. And I said, thank you for bringing that up. And then I had to help her see that the reason she doesn't think they work is why they're not working. It's not that they don't work. And like I told her, it actually does work because you told yourself they don't work and now they're not working for you, so that's an affirmation. You know, I had to get her to understand that every word out of your mouth is an affirmation, not just the six I sent to you in an email, okay? So you are saying these things and saying they don't feel true, but you're saying with conviction that they don't work and they're not working, so it works.
Yeah, you've affirmed it.
You know? Yeah.
Well, what I'm going to do now, because we have a lot of people on the line. So I want to open up the phone lines now. For those of you who are on the line, please let Coach Greta know that you're on the line, because I need to do a screenshot to send to her, you know, because sometimes it feels like, these people are on the line. So, all right, there's a caller. Thank you for making it seem like I was telling the truth, caller. Okay. Greetings.
Greetings.
Hi, Alice.
Hi, Alice. This is Jamila. Hi, Coach Greta. And Coach Greta, I'm right there with you, girl, on that cobblestone street sitting at that cafe. Yes. In Gay Paris. Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Absolutely.
I just finished. I said, boy, I'm really in tune. I just finished writing something the other day, and I wrote, write the vision, make it plain. And I started writing out, because I did something called the passion test, Mm-hmm. And it's naming your top five passions. And that's what you're talking about. That's what she's saying. What are you passionate about? What do you value?
Mm-hmm.
What are you passionate about? So after some sifting and sorting, I came up with my top five passions. And the way you defined, you know, what to do, delineated what to do was, I said, oh, this is it. This is it. You know, what do I value right now? And are they my values? And how soon do I want to do them? And I said, that's basically what I need to do with those five top passions of mine.
So
I said, I'm on track. I'm on track. Okay. And I was laughing when you were talking about the if you're not living on the edge, you're taking up too much space. I had that as a refrigerator magnet, and I put it on my grandma's refrigerator. And my dad would read it, and he said, you know what, you have always been a cliff dweller. And I started laughing.
I love
said,
it.
You have been living on the edge for as long as I can remember. So when you were saying, you know, I think you recreate yourself, you reinvent yourself. And I think, Professor Jamila, I told you the other week, I'm in between adventures.
I love that.
I think that's what you were saying, Coach Greta, when you said, I'm not doing anything right now. That's how I was feeling. Okay, where's my next big adventure? So this has been such a confirmation for me that
that's
you are
awesome.
On the right road. Thank you. And the 30 days gratitude, oh, my goodness, that has been so awesome.
Because
I was gone
that
for
is
two
so
weeks.
Awesome.
I was out of the state for 2 weeks, and I just had a marvelous time, and I was still doing my gratitude, and I had so much to be grateful for. And I went out, and I hugged the trees, and I hugged the flowers. I got in touch with the oneness that we are, and I'm just like, this is awesome. I'm so grateful for you. Hi, little doggy. You know, the dog is lost. And the owner said, say hi. Like, okay, people are saying, this was Looney Tunes.
Yes.
But, you know, I just, and you know, I'm just gushing. I'm just bubbling over because I'm about to take my grandchild somewhere. And I said, but I have to get on before, can you hear them back there, before I leave. And, but I'm still listening.
Yeah.
Oh,
well,
thank you so much,
you,
Alex.
I love you. I love you. I love you. Thank you so much.
Love you too, beloved. Love
we
you,
love
you,
you
love
too.
You.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank
okay.
you.
I'll see you in Paris.
Yes.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm gonna hit one.
Okay. So if there are others, because there are other people on the line too. If there's anyone else who would like to talk to Coach Greta or share your experiences, I think that's really powerful what Alice shared. I think it's really, really wonderful. And we have, we only have a half hour left. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost 8 o'clock. So if someone else would like to talk. Okay.
Well, I want to thank Alice for her call, for one, and I love the write the vision, make it plain, because what a vision, what a life, like when you really write the vision. And see, the reason I want people to really give thought to, and I've heard of the passion test before, actually my sales business is called Passion Driven Sales, and I'm always telling people that if we're not going to live through your passion, then, you know, the experience is going to be a little dull. Like, it's the thing that you're most passionate about that brings you alive.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying about your values, because values doesn't sound as sexy as passion, but your values drive your passions, right?
Yeah.
If you feel, if you value that the environment must be a certain way, then you become a passionate person who's into recycling and that kind of thing. So you see how what you value drives your passion. And
that's true.
Well,
we
and I love the whole idea of being a cliff dweller and in between adventure. I really like that.
And well, we have another caller on the line, 7531.
Hi, this is Dee.
Hi, Dee. also from Las Vegas. Well, not originally, but she and Alice. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, from Georgia now.
Yeah, I know, right? Georgia Peach. Georgia Peach.
Yeah. I have a question because sometimes you can say one thing with your mouth and you think something else with your mind. How does that play into it? And sometimes you feel like you don't have anywhere to go or nothing to give. How about one access their passion and their vision for life?
Okay. Repeat the last part of the question again.
Sometimes you feel like you have nowhere to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how would one revive their passion for life?
Okay.
When it looks like nothing works.
Okay, that's a great, great, great question. The way that I believe that you can bring it to life to revive it even, is to, for me, what I've done in the past is I think back to when I go back to childhood, you know, and think about, number one, what is something that people always told me when I was a kid? Like, people would say that when I came in a room, I lit up the room with my smile, which helps me to remember that I like to be happy. When I think about things that people naturally said to me, that they just, you know, some stranger just might see me or somewhere and they might say, I just want to let you know such and such, but I just kind of revisit what natural things that people say to me, and then what soft skills do I naturally have that maybe in a job or something like that, that's something I had, and people just said it to me. They used to tell me at one of my jobs I had a can-do attitude. I mean, you have the best attitude. No matter what I bring your way, you're always eager. You always come in here with it. So those kinds of things tell me little things like I like being around people. You know, being around people ignites me. I like helping people feel supported in things, you know. But the more you start just thinking about, giving thought to what was natural for you, you know, that mm-hmm. a person who didn't grow up with you, a person who was not in your family, a person who you didn't know, they would make this comment about you, that is really something that's just natural and innate for you that shines and shows up, and you're like, oh, yeah, because it can be so easy, Dee, to forget those things, because let me tell you what's interesting. The things that come most natural to most of us, we don't even realize that that's where our gift is. That's why my business is called Passion-Driven Sales, and I have a program called Passion Into Practice, because the thing that is your most natural thing that you do without thinking that you're doing it is the thing that actually is the thing you really want to be doing, you know? When people say, oh, do what you would do for free, really what they're saying is it's so natural to you, you don't even realize you do that so well, you know? There are some things that you naturally have done, some experiences you naturally had, and you were like, oh, yeah, Africa. Sometimes we just have to dust off our values. They kind of been in a shoebox under the bed, and they get covered with life happenings, you know, and they get put, you know, on the back burner and all of that. And so just having fun with revisiting some of the happiest times of your life, you know, when you were laughing a lot, when you were having so much fun, when, you know, you were tickled pink or you were laughing so hard you almost peed on yourself, you know, things like that. When you can revisit and tap into things that made you feel alive, that's one of the ways that you can bring yourself, can bring those things back on your radar that you kind of forgot about yourself. Sometimes, though, what you can do is just decide to just have some brand new experiences that have nothing to do with those. You know what I mean? Where you're like, you know what? I've already lived that life before. Why don't I just reinvent myself and just do something? Because I've had a time in my life when I tried a whole lot of different things that I hadn't done before and found some new passions for myself, some new things that I valued that I didn't. Because sometimes when you don't grow up with certain experiences, you don't even know certain things about yourself that you like, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
And so sometimes you're like, ooh. Because, like, a person who hasn't ever been on a yacht might not be like, oh, yeah, I like yacht-style living, or I like the whole idea of being on a yacht. But somebody who grew up with that would be like, oh, yeah, that's a definite. But somebody else might not even know that that's something they should even consider, you know?
Right.
So for you, you get to play with it and see, were there some things that went on in my life before when I was so happy and I was so this and I was so that and I felt alive? And then when you think about those things, you can back into your values that way to see, is that a new value I have? Maybe my values have shifted. What I have learned that I had not thought about since January 2018 is that my values needed to be updated. Sometimes our values are out of date, you know? And when you find out they're out of date, you are always free to change them around, to update them, because I realized by me having been a single mom that I was living out of the single mom model when my kids had, like, grown up and moved out. I'm like, that can't be your drive right now because you're not a single mother anymore. I'm a single individual right now. I don't have kids that I don't want to be hungry. You know, that drove me for a lot of years. It's like, oh, I got to make sure I have money for this and money for that and money for this and money for that. Well, they're self-sufficient. So I was living out of the wrong paradigm because things have changed now. They're supporting themselves fully because at first I wondered, where did my passion go? What changed? I'm like, gosh, I'm so demotivated. No, I'm not demotivated, but my why changed, and I didn't update it.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good point.
Yeah. Well, in the interest of time, we have we only have about 27 minutes left if we end at 8:30, and we have quite a few callers on the line. So did Coach Greta answer your question?
I'll get off the line so someone else can ask questions. Yeah.
Thank you, Dee.
Yeah.
Thank you for your question. Meaning to rush you, but, yeah, I hope I did answer your question because it it's important to be able to tap back in, you know. It is important.
Yeah, tap back into your vision and look at life differently.
Yeah.
Like everything's not doom and damn, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling in. And at this point, Coach Greta, why don't we give people your contact information so they can connect with you, you know, and go deeper into your services and all of that. How do they contact you?
Okay. So the best way to find all my information is at www.coachgreta.com, and that's Greta with one T. Also, my phone number is there, which is 404-219-9873. My email is iamcoachgreta@gmail.com. And then on Facebook and Instagram, you can find me at Coach Greta. And on Twitter, I am at Atlanta Top Coach. But you can find all that information on my website at CoachGreta.com. So thank you for that, Professor Jamila.
You're so welcome. So since we're ending earlier, There are a number of people on the board. For those of you who would like to call from the computer, you can call 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the call-in number for those of you who are on the computer or iPad, you can call in 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Call in, because we're ending the show in about 25 minutes. So those of you who are on the board, please press 1, because there are quite a few of you on the board, and you can talk to Coach Greta. Press 1 and to talk to Coach Greta. And those of you who are not on the board, call in as soon as possible. And if we get a number of people calling in, we will, you know, be open to extending it. But we will officially end at 8:30 for this show. So I think this is really important, because as I was listening to you, I know what really drives me, my freedom and being able to have, to be in charge of my own schedule and not working hard. I've worked very intensely, not hard, for most of my life. I just want to have fun. And what I do is so fun, so much fun for me. It's now matching my passion up with an income that would support my passion. So that's where I am. You know, I'm clear about my values. I'm clear about my passion. I'm clear about what makes me happy. It's now getting in alignment with the energy that would bring the people to me who value and appreciate my services and pay accordingly. So mine I'm clear about. It's just that's where my little, it's not a struggle, but that's where my concern is.
Okay, that's really good. I mean, it's good when you know what it is. And freedom is a big one. So that's one of mine.
Yeah,
freedom is everything to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then being in a peaceful environment, too. You know, some people, I know for me, working a 9-to-5 is not something that will bring me happiness. And working in a corporate setting as an employee, not. But being a consultant, yes. So I know that, and I've never worked in a corporate environment because it's just not something that I was ever drawn to. And I've done well. I've worked in higher education most of my life, and I've done pretty well financially before moving to Georgia. I was doing very well. So it's just now in working for myself as an entrepreneur, just getting in alignment with having my values. And my passion bring me the income that I deserve. So that's where I am, and just staying focused on that. And I think by giving myself deadlines, because I say no, the word no, and that's worked for me. And then I know another thing that works for me is when I focus on it and then just let it go and just not focus on it every day. That has worked for me. It just pops up. But I think these tools that you're giving everyone now tonight, I think they're very, 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 very good. And I've used many of your tools before. And Coach Greta has wonderful, excellent affirmations. Your affirmation that you gave me years ago, I have given it to my coaching clients and my metaphysics students. She has excellent affirmations. So please visit her at her website. Give that information again, Coach Greta.
Okay, it's CoachGreta.com, and you can actually send your email to me and send your email information to me if you do want some affirmations, because I have created so many things in my life with that, and it really does work. I would tell you, too, Professor Domingo, that you make a good point about what works for you. And I tell people, you got to do what works for you, because some things shut people down, and some people make them feel nervous, and some people feel overwhelmed, and some people feel underwhelmed. So you got to find the right systematic way to tell yourself what you need to know, because everything that I've done in my life, I affirm it in all of my languaging. So I don't always have to say now, because my language is speaking it, see? So, but for some people, I know there are some people because there are different behavioral styles out there. I teach the DISC behavioral styles. And for some people, if they hear the word now, it is just going to shut them down because they are like, whoa. But for some, it's going to inspire them. It's just amazing because words are containers. And they hold different meaning to different people, which is why I always say to people, you can't just use all the same word. Everybody says the word love, but everybody means something different by it. If you love me, you'll do this. But everybody saying it means something different by it. And it's so interesting how we use these words loosely. And then we think that everybody should do certain things. But everybody grew up in a different household. The word love has different meanings to different people. Some people overused it. Some people underused it. Some people never used it. So, you know, it's that's why I say even when you determine your values, if you say family is a value for me, what do you mean by that? Everybody means something different by it.
That's true. Everybody
means something different by the word family. And even people who grew up in the same family have different understandings of family. You know, so we think, well, I have all these brothers and sisters, and we all know what we mean by family. For some people, they mean that you should be together all the time. For some people, we see each other on holidays only. For some people, you know, it just has different connotations, you know, for different people. So
we would like to invite other people to join in on the conversation before we end the show. Feel free to call in to talk to Coach Greta because this is her last show for the year. She will be back in January. Is that correct?
Yes, Greta? That's correct.
Yeah. So December, she will not be on the air. As a matter of fact, after the second week of December, I won't be on the air, taking a break, hiatus. But so please feel free to call her now to talk with her, to share with her some of your concerns, and to also talk about how you would like to go to the next level, if that is a desire. And I think that it should be. I think that it should be. If everyone on this path, I'm thinking, would like to ascend and go to the next level. And she always gives excellent advice. And, you know, the thing that I love about you so much is that you don't only talk it, you walk it, and you give people tools. She gives you something you can put in your hand, like with the mural work, she gave something concrete, Thanksgiving. Gave something concrete. Now with what she's talking about, what a vision, what a life, she's giving you something concrete to do. And if you contact her, she can give you some wonderful affirmations. And that's really, really wonderful because, you know, people get all charged up in the moment. And then it's like they go to church. They get all charged up. And then they're like, what did the pastor say when they get home? Because they've forgotten it. So what she does is she gives you tools that you can reflect on. Yeah, they forget it by not even on Monday, you know, 30 minutes later, they've forgotten what the pastor said. So what we want you to do is to contact her and definitely be in touch with her. Since she this is the last show for her for the year, and other people on the line, because I've taken a picture of the people on the line to send it to you. I see the phone calls because they're on the phone, they're on the line, they're just not pressing one. So I encourage you to press one, even if just to say that you are thankful to Coach Greta because she is a tireless, wonderful individual who gives of herself all the time. She's constantly giving, and she's passionate about it. She's joyful, and what you see is what you get. So just even if you just want to call her to say, thank you, Coach Greta, for giving us so much support and wisdom during 2018, and we just so appreciate you. You know, I think this we need to get in the habit of thanking people because we're in the habit of making telephone calls about what is not working. So those of you on the phone, just, you know, just press one and tell Coach Greta how much you appreciate her and how you value her and honor her and how you're going to call her and make an appointment. Because, you know, I fussed you out a couple of weeks ago. Because people are always calling when the psychics are on. So I'm asking you to also follow up with spiritual empowerment with this world-renowned metaphysician that you have on the phone. Call her and set up an appointment with her. Call her and tell her how much you appreciate her. Or send her an email. I mean, that would really warm her heart. So for those of you on the line, press 1 if you would like to talk to Coach Greta. And for those of you who are on iPads or on the computer, dial 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. You know what, Coach Greta, which is very interesting, and we joke about this, but I'm very serious. When you become so famous and such great demand, then they're going to call me and want to get your number again. I'm not giving it. I'm telling you now. Call her now. You know, because when she becomes world famous, because she's world renowned, but when she becomes world famous and I bring her on the show, and you can't get on then because it would just bust the system. I'm telling people now, call her and talk with her. She is just so wonderful and warm and friendly. And we've been doing the show together, for 3 years?
I think so. It's been a minute. It's such a natural thing for us. So I don't even know how long. It's always so wonderful. It really is.
Yeah. And Coach Greta is an invited guest that I invited on my show to be on my show every month, the third Monday. It's not happening in December because she needs to take a much-needed break for herself, and we're going on hiatus, you know, for a couple of weeks. But she will be back the third Monday in January. So I'm so thankful to her because I know what someone with her skills and her ability and expertise would charge privately, and she comes on this show and gives freely of her knowledge. And so that's a blessing. And because she blesses others, her life is continuously blessed. So, and she's blessing me continuously when she comes on my show. She's blessing each of you too. And I so appreciate everyone out there. So those of you out there, ask Coach Greta more about what a vision, what a life. And remaining, 13 minutes? Because, like I said, we're ending at 8:30 this evening. We're not going for the full 2 hours. So, Coach Greta, what would you like to share with our listening audience?
Okay, I'm glad you asked. First of all, thank you for all of your wonderful words. I really can feel how sincerely you mean them. I've been other radio shows before, and I always enjoy being here. I think we do a phenomenal job together doing the show.
Yes.
And I just want to commend you for creating a space for my voice to be heard and for me to share, because I love to share. See, I grew up an only child. And when you have people that you can help support, it's like that's really, I really value that. It means so much to me, because why would I just sit here and have this information for myself and not share it? And this just gives me a wonderful platform. So let's talk about some things you can do. Okay, so here's some things you can do, because don't you want to know what to do? I know we talked about the other questions, but here's the
mm-hmm.
things that came to mind. One is take a review of your successes from 2018. List at least 10 things. There's at least 10 things that you did successfully this year. And I want you to think, I don't want you to give any thought to something that you had planned on doing that you didn't do. We're not going to do that. We're just going to think about what did I do that I'm happy that I did. Okay, what did I do that I'm so happy that I did? And you're going to list those at least 10 things that you're so happy that you did. I don't care if they weren't on your original list. That's not the point. We're just going to focus on
I like that.
The next thing is I want you to think about what life do you imagine for yourself? Like, if you really do see yourself taking several vacations a year, if you really do see yourself, getting a new husband, if you really do see yourself having a bank account that's overflowing where you are financially independent and your money is working for you, whatever it is that you imagine, I want you to imagine it and then to ask yourself the question, what must I do to live this? Who must I become? Who do I need to become for those things to be coming to me, okay? Who do I need to become for those things to be coming into my experience? And then when you realize that, have the courage to be that person. Mm-hmm. Have the courage. You know what that means? You're going to have to say no to a few people. They're going to be family members. They're going to be friends. You're going to have to say yes to yourself and no to other people so that you can stay on track. As a lot of times, a lot of people who are listening are women. As women, I'm going to say this. We can't take everybody with us with the things we're doing. You can't carry everybody and still have what you want because your number is never going to come up, right? So part of what we have to do to live the life we imagine is to stop and drop the stuff that's in your hands that is not about you. You know, if it's not about you, then, you know, you can love people and leave them to find their way. You're not supposed to be saving anybody. So the thing is, I want you to think about what life you imagine, what you must do to live it, what's in store for you in 2019. And I want you, here's the biggie, the big thing I want you to do is to create a vision statement, a personal vision statement for yourself. Anytime, anybody who's ever worked for a company, you can always go to their website, and before there was a website, if you went into an office, they had their vision statement posted. I want you to think about your personal vision statement. What is it? Because what a vision, what a life. The reason when you get a job at a corporation and you're like, why do I have to do this? You have to do that work you're doing that seems insignificant because it points to their vision. That's why you have to do it. Why do we have to do this? And why are they changing this? And why are they laying people off and hiring new people? And why did they have these consultants come in and do? You know why they had them do that? Because they got a vision to meet. Okay? And you know why you're not having the experience you want to have? Because you don't have a vision. You got to have a personal vision for yourself. Your own individual. You know why Amazon is Amazon? Because they got a vision statement that they're meeting. You know why Nike is Nike? They have a vision statement. You know why Starbucks? You know, their coffee has been on the planet forever, and Starbucks has not. But why is Starbucks thriving? Because they have a vision statement. Why did Disney, Walt Disney, why did his vision become, why did what, you know, what he put in place, why did it work? Because he had a vision. And everything he did was determined by the vision. So in the month of December, my charge to you is between now and the end of the year to create your personal vision statement. You can go online and Google other people's vision for themselves. I mean, and let me tell you something. Don't be afraid to borrow somebody else's vision while you're trying to figure out what yours is. Sometimes you haven't seen enough to have the vision that you think you really want. Sometimes you just haven't seen enough. You haven't been enough places. You haven't had enough experiences. It's okay. Everybody, you know, wasn't born with a silver spoon in their mouth, truthfully. But what you can do in the meantime is think of somebody you like. You know, some celebrity even. It could be Oprah if you want it to be. It could be whoever. Joel Osteen, pick somebody. And find out what is their vision for their life. And if you need to borrow from theirs and borrow from somebody else's and construct your own vision statement that feels good to you, because this always can be changed. That's another thing. Don't think you're going to be stuck with this vision. So don't haggle over it. Don't make it so difficult to do. At the end of the day, just know that we're all a work in progress. Because the truth is, once you start moving in the direction of your vision, it's going to change a little bit anyway. I mean, Bill Gates, I'm sure he had one, has one. But create a personal vision statement. And when things show up in your life and they don't align with your vision, that's when you get to say, no, thank you. Oh, I would love to do
that. I like
that. But no, thank you. You know what? I am so flattered and honored that you want me to do da-da-da-da. But you know what? Thank you. But no, thank you. But thank you, really. You know, the reason people don't know what to say no to is because they don't know what their vision is.
I think that is so powerful. So in the last 5 minutes, everyone, I'm asking if you have any questions. This is so powerful and so yummy. If you have any questions you would like to ask Coach Greta, if you're on the board now, press 1. Press 1. If you're not on the board, if you're listening via computer or the iPad, dial in 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. Again, dial in 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. This is so powerful. So in closing, Coach Greta, what would you like to leave with the listening audience?
Oh, well, you know, I just want everyone to realize that you really can have the desires of your heart, but you got to have a desire. Like, you know, you gotta have a desire about something, and whatever it is that you think you want, like right now in this moment, what I want you to know is you're not stuck with that. Like if you say tomorrow you want something, you can change it. I think a lot of times people don't want to make a hard-nosed decision about things, about their vision, about whatever, because they think they're stuck with it. If I think this, you're not stuck with anything. You can change your mind at any given time because the Creator gives us the freedom to change our mind. You're going to change your life to move in the direction of your vision, and you're just going to do it one thing at a time. And the thing that I would tell everybody is don't get hung up on the things that you need to make changes about. Just decide what you want to experience and start doing it, right? Instead of saying, oh, I need to start doing this more and less of this, and I don't need to do such and such anymore, and I need to stop eating sugar, and I need to, you know. So now you're focused on the things that you want to stop doing, but what you can do is just start doing the things that you want to do. A lot of times we're stuck because we're trying to not do something, but if you choose a better habit, it'll take the place of the other habit without you having to give so much attention to the old habit. Don't do that. You know, if you want to start exercising more, just start exercising. Don't focus on that you haven't been exercising. Who cares?
Well, Coach Greta, I have a caller now who wants to talk with you. And this person, I know this person, and she works late. So she came on the call because she just got off work. Greetings, beloved.
Hi,
I know
Greta.
Who you are. But
Hi, Greta.
So,
this is Soraya.
Yeah.
And I'm fine. I've been trying to catch you on this show for a while, and I've only been able to tune in for the last 15 minutes, but obviously the last 15 minutes is something I needed to hear, especially in regards to the vision statement and working towards that vision statement.
Yeah.
That was an eye-opener for me. Even though it's simple, I never thought of that. To work towards that statement. And also about what you said about it's okay to change.
Mm-hmm.
Things may not look the way you want it to look, but sometimes you have to change some things going towards your business or whatever. So I needed to hear all you said is valuable, but this last 15 minutes is really for me. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you so much for calling in. Thank you for your kind words, and I'm glad that those are words that can benefit you. I really do care about every person that's on this call and every person that's going to listen to the archive, and it's so important for us to have a vision for ourselves. It's so funny. We don't really think about it. We just go through life helping other people fulfill their vision without even realizing we don't have one. And the reason we're pointing at them somewhere is because they had one and we didn't, you know?
Yeah, my vision was in my head. I never thought to write it down.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes. I'm going to do this.
Yes.
Yeah.
It will. I will have one by tomorrow.
Yes. That's awesome. That is so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's wonderful, Soraya. Yeah, that's wonderful. Well, thank you for tuning in, Soraya. I appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for being on the call. Yes.
Yeah.
We appreciate you,
thank
too.
Thank you. Okay, thank you, Soraya.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's anyone else who would like to talk to Coach Greta, speak now or forever hold your peace. Okay, we have a lot of people on the line.
Well, that's
for those
good.
Of you, oh yeah, it's been on the line. I see, Coach Red, I don't just say things; I follow through. I took a picture that I'm going, a screenshot that I'm sending to you. Okay, so yes, they're on the phone. Yes, they're on the phone. So if
okay.
anyone wants to talk now, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023, and you press 1. Again, the call-in number is 1-818-572-8023 and press 1. And the people who are on the board, if you would like to talk to Coach Greta, please press 1 now. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, Coach Greta, let's just wrap it up. And if anyone wants to call in, you would definitely get a chance to talk. Otherwise, we're going
mm-hmm.
to end the show, as I had promised her.
No. Yes. And I wanted to, can I say one more thing
sure.
that I think mm-hmm. might be helpful to people? And that is,
mm-hmm.
as you are taking a look at your values, taking a look at what steps you need to take to live your, to experience your values, and deciding how soon you want to have the experience, I want to encourage people to do what's next and not what's forever. Because
mm-hmm.
sometimes we're like, we think that the decision we make, we're going to be stuck with it, and it's got to be forever. But I want
mm-hmm.
you to do what's next. Because, see, everybody's at a different place in their lives. So for somebody who wants to do one thing, you just need to do what's next. So think about it like you being in a vehicle, and the headlights are only shining about 30 feet ahead of you. So you're only going to be able to see that far ahead of you when you get to that spot. You're going to be able to see 30 more feet. And so you just got to do what's next for you, because everybody's next is not everybody's next, okay? So
mm-hmm.
don't get caught up that it's got to be this long term and you're going to be stuck with it till you die. It's not that.
Right.
It's like, oh, based on what's happening right now, based on what I value most right now, what matters most to me right now, this is what needs to happen next. Because so many
mm-hmm.
times we're trying to get to the end. Don't try to get to the end. There is no end. There's only eternity, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and there's only infinity. So there is no end to get to. So you know, sometimes that whole begin with the end in mind can trip people up too. Because
mm-hmm.
you do want to know what it is that you want to manifest. I get it. But sometimes when people are thinking so far down the road, you can't think about what's next. What is next? Not later on. Like, what's next? What's the next thing you need to do, right?
Mm-hmm.
The next thing I need to do is this. And then once you do the next thing and you complete the next thing, then you get to say, okay, what's next? Okay,
mm-hmm.
I started my business. I came up with a business name. Okay, now that I have my business name, I know what my vision is for my business. Okay, now that I know that, I know, you know, that whatever those next things, now I can get a website. Now I can get a logo. Now I can get, so there, just do what's next. Don't convolute your mind with this whole thing that you got to be, because so many people look at people today as the finished product, and then we compare subconsciously ourselves to a finished product on somebody instead of where they were in their part of the journey where we are, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't want people to overwhelm themselves as they think about their vision, right? Just do what's next. What's the next thing that needs to happen as I am considering my vision, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Some people want to do philanthropy, but they, in their minds, they don't have enough money to give to people just yet. So, you know, just do what's next. You can go down to the local shelter or down to wherever, and you can donate your time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that can lead you to something else. So it's like, oh, because I don't have money like Bill Gates' money, I'm not able to give. Yes, you are. If you have $5, you're able to give. You know, if you have 5 minutes, you're able to give. You know, you can go
mm-hmm.
to a Barnes & Noble and read to our school and read to a group of children.
Mm-hmm.
Give of your time. You know, give of your energy. It doesn't have to be monetary. So just do what's next. Just do what's next.
Mm-hmm.
And if it
mm-hmm.
feels heavy and if it feels hard, you're not doing it right. And you really do need to give Coach Greta a call so I can tell you
mm-hmm.
to stop it, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
So give them your information again.
Yes. My website is www.coachgreta.com. My phone number is 404-219-9873. And I am on Facebook at Coach Greta. I am on Instagram at Coach Greta. I am on Twitter at Atlanta Top Coach. And I'm on LinkedIn as well. I always forget about LinkedIn as Greta Counts. So you can reach me in those ways. And my email address is listed on my website. So I would love to hear from you. And I'd love to help you get to the next level. Next year I'm going to be doing workshops, and retreats. Oh, my goodness.
Mm.
I got some team retreats coming up. I got some parenting retreats coming up. I've got the Heal Your Life Signature Louise Hay workshops coming up. I'm planning a big one the first weekend of March. So that's already being planned, and it's going to be phenomenal, like an overnight thing from a Friday to a Sunday. And I'm just excited about all the things that are to come, because life is an adventure, and my life will definitely be that. It's either a
yeah.
daring adventure or it's nothing at all.
Yeah, I think that is so wonderful. That is so wonderful, because I think that when people live life very passionately, they are fully present in it. But you've given people wonderful tools about how to be participatory and not on the sidelines, like we talked about before, how to participate
mm-hmm.
as active participants. But Coach Greta, we love you. Thank you for being with us this evening. We're ending early. And next year, we're going to have a different format, everyone, and we'll tell you about it on my last show in December, because I'm going to have one show so far in December, and then I'm taking a hiatus for 3 weeks, and then I will come back in January. And Coach Greta will return the third Monday in January, bringing us excellent, thought-provoking pearls of wisdom and words of encouragement and of support. So, any parting words, Coach Greta, for 2018? Because we won't talk to you again until next year. Wow, the year passed so quickly.
I know. I just want to say, what a vision, what a life, and go for it. Like, go for the gusto. Like, you know, do it the way you want to do it, because
mm-hmm.
this is your life, and you don't need to be like anybody other than yourself, and be
mm-hmm.
all of yourself, and live the vision you imagine for yourself. And oh, what a life. Oh, what a life. Oh, what a life. I look forward to hearing about, you know, what a life people are creating. Like Alice, she is totally tracking, you know, and just all in it. So I'm looking forward to hearing about it next year from everybody. But what a vision, what a life. You deserve to live the best life you can imagine. And in the words of Helen Keller, she said it best, life is either a daring adventure or it's nothing at all. Yes.
Well, we love you, Coach Greta, and thank you for being the visionary and the excellent life coach that you are, and metaphysician, lecturer, and world-renowned speaker and author in 2019. She's coming forth with her book. So we appreciate you, and we will definitely be there to support you in your new venture. So, and everyone else, know that you're loved more than you could ever imagine. And I know you're going to be in touch with Coach Greta in terms of getting her wonderful tools or making an appointment to have her be your life coach and to provide you with one-on-one support or to attend one of her fabulous workshops and retreats in 2019. Get on her list before she sells out. So we love all of you and continue to be the magnificent beings that you incarnated on this planet to be. And until next week, namaste.
Namaste. Cheers.
And have a wonderful week.
From my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me, and love lives inside me. That's why today.